This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
So the Terry news broke. He is holding out officially. No blitz, but we do have Mitch Tischler of Monumental Sports on. Surprised at all that he's not going to hold in, or maybe even bigger picture that they didn't get something done to beat the clock?
Yeah, very surprised. We've seen it in years past with other commanders. Cam Curl comes to mind. He held in at mini camp. We know the type of person that Terry is. I just heard you guys talking about it. I don't need to repeat it, but the fact that he's not even going to be at the facility is a problem. I think this is officially a big deal and something that is, I don't know, is the first time I'm having to allow myself to start thinking about what life beyond Terry McLaurin as a commander is going to look like, because this thing is getting ugly. And, we knew when we got to OTAs and a deal wasn't done that it was, starting to become something. We got to mini camp, and still nothing was done. It was becoming something a little bit bigger. This boulder is starting to catch steam, and it's starting to roll downhill. And this is a much bigger deal than just Terry McLaurin himself and this team. It has to do with a franchise that has had a really hard time getting free agents for 30 years because of how terribly they were run. And the NFL is just starting to look at this team in a different light. And all of a sudden, you're going to play hardball with a guy who's been there through the muck and the dirt and everything that he's had to go through as a player, and now you're playing hardball with him, and things aren't going well. This is a bigger picture problem than just Terry McLaurin. But as we talk about Terry, this is disaster right now.
I was at the press conference, Peters and Quinn today, with Mitch out in Ashburn. I'll see him at practice tomorrow. Mitch Tischler is with us here from Monumental. I know it's more complicated than this, so this is probably unfair, but I want you to kind of pick a side, and I think I know where you're leaning based on that answer. But we've got reactions coming in from people saying, why are they making this a thing? Just pay him. Why are we doing this to him? Almost like he's a victim here. And you talked about them playing hardball. There is another side to this, which is to say, because of his age, they might be doing a really smart, business prudent thing, but is this the guy you do it with? I mean, they also have the luxury right now of not having to pay a quarterback. So if there was ever a time for 3 years where you could overpay a receiver by a little bit who's earned it, now's the time. I mean, pick a side on the debate, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's hard to pick a direct side on the debate because we don't know what two sides we're debating. I mean, this is the last big contract that Terry McLaurin's going to sign as an NFL player. And I'm sure he and his representation are trying to maximize every penny they can get out of it, because it is going to be his last deal. But to me, this team is in a good cap situation for the first time in a very long time. I don't think that, the A3-year deal with him will destroy that one way or the other, as long as we're talking about reasonable numbers. If Terry's coming in asking for, and if Terry's representation is coming in asking for $40 million a year, then yeah, I'm with the Commanders. I'm playing hardball. If Terry's coming in asking for 35 or 36, you know what? I'm getting the deal done because this deal is off the table before Jaden Daniels gets his big deal. And I know they have to be concerned about Frankie Luvu and Laremy Tunsil and these other guys that are going to be asking for new deals, you know, as we start moving forward. I mean, Marshawn Lattimore too, depending on what happens with him this year. And maybe they're making a point that, you know, hey, we're not going to let you sit out of minicamp and OTAs, and then that's all the leverage you need to get a deal done, because they do have to think about the other negotiations they have with players moving forward. Where I have a problem with this is if Terry is correct that the two sides hadn't talked in a month last week when he talked at Eastern Motors, to me, that's a major problem. They could be apart by $10 million a year. I'm not saying they are. If they are apart by such a wide margin, because it's Terry McLaurin and because I think this team materially wins less games if Terry isn't on the field with them come September, whatever day it is, 7th, I'm reaching out to the group. I'm reaching out to him. I'm reaching out to his representation. I'm reaching out to whoever I can talk to, you know, to try and keep the lines of communication open. And to me, that's where almost the bigger deal with all this is coming in, is that both sides are have their feet in the mud and are stuck with whatever they're asking for. Somebody has to be the bigger man, you know, in any argument between adults, somebody has to, you know, send the first, you know, apologetic foray across the net, if you will, you know, to start a conversation. And the fact that, you know, the adults in the room, and we've talked about this front office that the Commanders have put together being, you know, tried and true guys who have been there, done that. They've had other, you know, other contract negotiations, you know, other things that they've dealt with. The fact that they didn't reach back out and try and restart that conversation again is really troublesome to me.
What's the team side of this? We've obviously only heard reports through, you know, the agent leaking to national media members, Terry's impromptu presser at Eastern Motors, where your job's your credit. What's the team thinking? Like, what's their angle on it?
Your job's your credit? I can't hear that without singing in my
same.
Head.
Same.
In ad history. Listen, the team angle is easy. Like, you look at the numbers, and Terry's 30 years old. You know, do you want to be paying a top tier receiver for his, you know, age 33 season? I understand that they actually have the oldest roster, you know, with what's projected to be their 53 in the NFL. And for a team that, you know, for a front office that's talked about wanting to build this thing long term, you know, they probably don't love what some of those numbers look like. And Terry wouldn't do anything to help the ages there. So I understand why, you know, theoretically the team is playing a little bit of hardball with them. It's hard to get too hard on one side or the other without knowing really what the numbers that are being asked are and how they compare to, you know, some other folks. But the fact that Terry has played with the group of quarterbacks that he's played with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's put up the numbers that he's put up with, you know, some guys who probably aren't really NFL-level quarterbacks throwing him the football over the years. And finally, he gets a guy who's going to get the ball downfield to him. He's going to get the guy. They have a guy who's going to show some trust in him and get him the football. combine that with the other moves they made this offseason on offense, and all they've talked about for the team is wanting to optimize the chances that Jaden Daniels continues to ascend, continues to get better. And we can all say maybe Jaden Daniels is going to be good enough that they could throw anybody out there and, you know, this offense will move. But the fact of the matter is Terry made big play after big play after big play last year, both contested catches. You think about the throw in Cincinnati where he threw the ball up in the air, the touchdown catch, which wasn't even from Jaden Daniels against the Cowboys at the end of the season. I mean, this is a guy who has shown the type of player he is in the good times and the bad times, and even maybe with a bigger exclamation point on the bad times. So for this thing to be going the way that's going is frustrating, and I can understand where the team is trying to come from in a responsible, you know, format of building, you know, a franchise. But I don't know that this is the player that you know, put your foot down and say, we're not doing more than X.
Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports. Thanks for hopping aboard. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Grant, give me something to feel positive about. I'm about as frustrated with this franchise as I've been in a very long time.
It's a weird feeling, man. It's been a couple of years. How about I'm going to bring some pretzels with a little bit of peanut butter in them tomorrow. One of those little things.
Oh, they're so good. Eat one, I challenge you.
I'll bring those to the media tent tomorrow to kick off training camp.
You know what, Grant? I immediately feel better. Thank you.
Attaboy. Mitch Tischler, boys and girls, check him out over at Monumental.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.